Proclamation number 4134 of 1st of October, 1947. God's hiring of workers for the vineyard. Spreading the divine word. It is immensely important to take care of the spreading of my word at a time when the whole of humanity has reached a spiritual low. No one takes my word seriously. No one establishes the right relationship with me. Even those who deem themselves faithful look for me in the distance, and the few people devoted to me who have the right living faith are not taken seriously. They are laughed at because of their profound faith and only reluctantly listened to if they stand up for me and my word in order to bring me close to them. It is a state which cannot continue. For people live a life without me even though they keep up appearances and outwardly profess to be united with me. Yet they do not know me and therefore cannot be irradiated by my love. They live a life which resembles the state of death. Unawakened spirit. Complete spiritual blindness. They do not know what is in store for them. They know nothing of the end time and its manifestations, of the demands which both earthly life and I myself place on the human being. They know nothing of my love and grace, of my mercy and constant helpfulness. They live and yet are dead in spirit. And therefore, my word must be conveyed to them wherever possible. The blessing of love must be preached to them. They must know about my will and about their state of soul so that they will start the work of changing their souls, for there is not much time left. Yet only people on earth can provide them with information, and these I instruct myself and put into their mouths what they should say, just as I always direct their steps towards those who are in need and accessible to my gift of grace from above. For I know of every person's spiritual condition and take all circumstances into account. Yet if my word is offered to them and they do not accept it, I cannot help them in any other way, for they reject me myself with my word. But anyone who wants to receive me must also take note of my word, otherwise he will not be able to grasp the significance of my presence either. And therefore I constantly hire willing servants on earth, for my word shall become established amongst people of good will. And therefore take every opportunity, you who have offered yourselves to me as laborers in the vineyard. Do not be afraid to speak of me and to mention my extraordinary working. Present the end to your fellow human beings. The significance of the last days and the last judgment, and thus work for my kingdom and I will bless you. For this work is so urgent that all other work shall remain unnoticed until the spiritual work has been done. My word is absolute truth, and anyone who follows it need truly not fear death, even though it is close to him in view of the end and the work of destruction which will come as a result of the great shaking of the earth, which is destined for you soon. Take my words seriously, for they will not sound for much longer in order to then be heard from above. But then it will be dreadful, for only few will stand in faith to face this disaster calmly. But I will disturb the whole world in its rest, and it will happen as I have proclaimed. And you shall prepare people while there is still time. You shall speak as if the next day could already bring the disaster. Then your speech will not remain without impression, and a few will allow themselves to be advised. They will offer no resistance and thus be seized by me. And I will reward you for your activity for me and my kingdom. But the most beautiful reward will be the gratitude of the souls which have found their way back into the Father's house through you. Amen.